Harper Audio presents The Grand Tour, The Life and Music of George Jones, by Rich Kinsley, performed by John Pruden. Prologue. Grand Ole Opry House, Nashville, Tennessee, October 12, 1981. Would he or wouldn't he show up? That was the overriding question the night of the annual Country Music Association Awards, set to be a second triumphal year for George Jones. Though he was considered the greatest living country singer by both fans and the music industry, nearly three decades of self-destructive alcoholism, a trait inherited from his daddy, had taken a personal and professional toll, including a reputation for unreliability that had earned him the derisive nickname of No-Show Jones. His more recently acquired taste for cocaine had left behind a growing trail of missed concerts, angry fans, incoherent performances, arrests, multiple lawsuits, and growing debt, much of it from endless purchases of vehicles and homes he couldn't afford. The media, who began following him during his turbulent six-year marriage to fellow star Tammy Wynette, continued to chronicle a seemingly endless stream of legal issues, incidents, arrests, and failure to appear at concerts. Those who knew the simple, decent, and painfully humble man beneath it all feared the worst. Through it all, the one thing that endured and kept the vast majority of fans and fellow performers in his corner was the music. The previous year, George was honored for a hit single he didn't even want to record, one that took his producer, Billy Sherrill, nearly 3 years to cobble together, starting with multiple rewrites.